Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Cost-cutting efforts continue at big U.S. automakers. Ford has struck an agreement with the United Auto Workers Union to lower health care costs. GM is taking some retirement benefits away from its white-collar workers. From Los Angeles, Marketplace's Tess Figland is here. Tess, first the agreement at Ford. What are the workers there giving up?
Well, it's not so much that they're giving anything up. It's that they're going to have to pay more, much more, toward their own health care. And this is a trend we're seeing everywhere these days. But union officials have agreed to a deal in which the employees have to put 99 cents an hour of any future wage increases toward a health care fund. This year, the average wage hike is around 3%. Insurance deductibles for them will rise by as much as 33%. And the cost for current retirees will go up. They'll be paying upwards of $750 a year per family. The union membership, of course, still has to ratify all this.
So a dollar, essentially, of new wage increases for Ford workers, it's going to come out of their pay and go into health care costs.
Yes, a dollar per hour of their pay.
Wow. How much money is this going to save Ford?
According to the company, it's going to save about $850 million a year. And their total health care bill this year is about $3.5 billion. Under the deal, Ford will contribute to that health care fund that I mentioned earlier, $108 million by the year 2011. And all this, by the way, very closely mirrors the deal between the UAW and General Motors that they struck a couple of months ago.
And what is that? What about benefit changes? Not at UAW, but the white-collar workers there.
Right. At General Motors, they say that they are no longer going to contribute to the retirement plans for white-collar workers, folks on salary. They have been participating in a 401k savings plan. That's where the company usually matches some portion of the employee's contribution to the plan. Up until now, the company was giving 20 cents for each dollar that employees themselves put into that fund, to their 401k fund. And in fact, that's down from just a year ago when they got 50 cents on the dollar. Now they're not going to make the match at all. They did leave open the possibility that they would reinstate those contributions at some point. And one other change that could benefit employees in this 401k program, GM is no longer going to require them to invest 3% of the fund in GM stock. More and more companies have been dropping that requirement. And frankly, given the recent performance of GM stock down almost 50% this year, this might be somewhat of a relief for those workers. And Alex, later today on Marketplace, we're looking at the decision by a judge in Illinois to reverse a $10 billion verdict against Philip Morris.
All right. Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.